You check your enrollment page. One name, 1 month out. You've personally reached out to warm leads, people who already know you, people who said the retreat sounds amazing, and yet, here you are. Sales psychology has a name for what's happening. According to Sandler Training's research on high-ticket objections, "I can't afford it" is categorized as a smokescreen objection. That means it's often a polite wall, not a true financial confession. Kelly, that distinction changes everything about how you respond in the next 30 days. Speaker 2. So when someone says they can't afford it, we're not necessarily looking at a pricing problem. We might be looking at a trust problem, a timing problem, a messaging problem. Think of it like this. You're a month out from a big summit push, and a climbing partner says they're not feeling ready. That could mean gear. It could mean fitness. It could mean fear. You wouldn't just hand them lighter boots and call it solved. You'd ask better questions. The same logic applies here. Salesforce research points out that high-ticket buyers often need between 7 and 13 touchpoints before they feel enough trust to commit. Now, if your warm leads haven't hit that threshold yet, "I can't afford it" is their way of saying, "I'm not there yet," not, "Your price is wrong." Speaker 1. That's the key idea, separating the symptom from the root cause. There are three diagnostic categories worth running through right now. Call them the three T's: trust, timing, and translation. Trust asks whether your leads have seen enough proof that this retreat delivers real results. Timing asks whether the date genuinely conflicts with their lives, or whether they just haven't felt enough urgency to rearrange. Translation asks whether your messaging is actually landing the transformation you're promising, or whether it's describing features when people buy outcomes. For example, if your retreat page talks about meal planning and circadian rhythm protocols, but doesn't paint the picture of what someone's energy, clarity, and body feel like on the other side, that's a translation failure, not a price failure. Speaker 2. And here's where the amazing feedback gets tricky, Kelly. Hearing "it sounds amazing" from warm leads is not a green light. It's actually a signal worth interrogating. Amazing is what people say when they're being kind. It's a soft exit. The question you want to ask in a brief, low-pressure objection interview is something like, "I'd love your honest take. What would need to be different for this to feel like a clear yes for you?" That's it. Short, open, no pitch attached. You're gathering data, not closing. And what you hear back will tell you whether you're dealing with a real scheduling wall, a value perception gap, or something about the format or location that isn't working. Don't assume, ask. Remember, 92% of people trust organic recommendations and social proof over any paid advertising, according to Nielsen research. That means your one enrolled guest is not a liability. She is your most powerful asset right now. Speaker 1. Now, before you consider dropping your price in a panic, stop. Panic discounting 30 days out sends a signal to your market. It says the retreat wasn't worth the original price. For a functional nutrition brand built on gritty, high-integrity positioning, that's a hard reputation hit to recover from. There are smarter moves. A payment plan isn't a discount, it's an access bridge. A bring-a-friend offer creates social momentum without slashing value. A shorter local version of the retreat tests demand at lower commitment. These are structural adjustments, not desperation signals. And here's a fact worth holding on to from global travel industry data. Up to 30% of travelers book trips less than 30 days in advance. A late surge is statistically real. That means your window isn't closed, it's just narrow. The takeaway from everything in this first diagnostic pass is this. Before you change your price, change your question. Figure out whether you have a messaging problem, a trust gap, a timing mismatch, or a format issue. Kelly, those are four very different problems with four very different solutions. Treating them all like a pricing problem is the fastest way to undercut your brand and still not fill the retreat. Get the diagnosis right first, then you'll know exactly which lever to pull.